All right. Well, as you can tell, we're going to go a smidge over an hour, but you can't really celebrate 20 years in 60 minutes. So a couple more things we're going to do. Yeah, I was just thinking, because we were singing those songs, some of those songs when I came here in 2005. And when I came here in 2005, at our ninth anniversary service, Carla and I hadn't gotten married yet. I hadn't become a dad yet. I didn't get emotional over things yet. I've grown up here. Well, I'm not a grown up yet, but I've grown up here quite a bit, and I'm just so grateful for the opportunity I've been given to be your pastor and to be a part of this wonderful, wonderful community of people. You guys are just beautiful. Before we continue, I want to just recognize some folks. So if you're here this morning and you are a founder, you are a former or current staff or former or current elder, we would love to just have you stand up and recognize you. So if that fits the bill, founding member, staff, former or current, or former or current elder, would you just stand now and don't be shy? This is our chance to say thanks. Thank you so much. So today, I thought, what kind of teaching do you do on a 20th anniversary? And then I thought, maybe you don't do a teaching at all. Maybe you do teachings all the time, and today needs to be different. And so this morning, I'm going to sit down, Barbara Walters style, with somebody who has been a part of MCC since before day one, and yet has never really sat down and shared his part of the story and what it's meant to him. So would you welcome me as I invite Tommy Hines to come to the stage? Well, how about that?
Nice.
So, before we get into this, what was it like to play those songs?
Talk about emotional. I had a hard time about midway through. Everything comes back. Those years were so idyllic, and I guess that's the way history always tends to be. But the years when we were in the office uptown and in the high school, everything was new, and everything was fresh at that time. And those songs bring that completely back. And they're still fun, I think, to do. And I'll say this, too. I didn't mention this. But those singers that were up there were part of the original group, and I did not acknowledge them. They still got it.
Well, I think part of what makes days like this so special is just that you think about, you remember and honor. Because I think all of us realize, those of us who call MCC home today, if it weren't for those days, we wouldn't have what we have now. So thinking back about that, can you just talk a little bit about the decision to actually begin this community and what that was like and what it felt like to be a part of that?
The nine people that were part of the original group.
And we have that picture if you guys can put it up back there.
You can see who they are. Those nine folks were all going to First Baptist at the time. And I'll just say right now, I love First Baptist. That's my family history church, and I still love First Baptist. But Pete Wilson was the youth pastor at the time at First Baptist and felt a real need to begin a church that was kind of groundbreaking then, something that was more contemporary, something that where you didn't have to dress up. We have fulfilled that very well, by the way, all these years. I never wear khakis. This is special. But just a variety of other things, too, that we felt that everybody would feel welcome. And it was his brainchild, and he revealed it to a few people as time went by. As far as me getting involved, Harold McKee and Pete met with me at Subway.
We're all classy meetings.
Yes. We have so few restaurants here. Had even fewer then. And so we started talking about that, and I live up to my biblical name, Doubting Thomas, because I'm always been a bit skeptical, and I like to really, really think things through before I do it. I'm definitely not a spur-of-the-moment type person. So I was a little, I had to think about it a long time. But I'll say this, and I know that everybody that knew Pete can attest to the fact that he is one of the most charismatic young people you'll ever meet. young. He's still young. And he was 21 at the time and starting a church. And we were in our 30s, your age, if you can believe that, then.
Yeah, I was like 16.
Yeah, you had to drop that in. But we followed him. We followed him. And it was just, you know, you just kind of knew it was right. There were other things that led up to it. The men at First Baptist went to Promise Keepers. I don't know how many people have been involved with that. But that was one of the first experiences we'd had with worship like I'd never seen it before. You know, thousands of men worshiping together, singing these contemporary songs when I had been used to singing Standing on the Promises all these years. And it just meant so much more to me to hear that. That was the kind of the first thing that pushed us. Then we as a group, can I talk about experiencing God?
I wish you, yeah, I really wish you.
We as a group took experiencing God, a small group that had just come out at the time. We had a men's group and a women's group. And every one of the people in that group were impressed by the fact that it said, go where God is working. And we felt God was working through Pete and the formation of this church. It was almost like that was the final push that it took.
You know, what's interesting is, and Dwayne and Terry over there, and they were in Belfry at the time, and we were doing that at the same time, the same class at the same time in our youth ministry. We were doing Experiencing God. And just that idea, and so much changes in the way you think about things, but that idea of instead of trying to create something, find out what God is actually doing in the world and just throw your energy into that. Mm-hmm. And you guys totally did that.
That's what I felt like, what we felt like we were doing at the time. And, you know, it wasn't really easy at first. We had no money. We had no place to meet. And, you know, there was resistance. There was this resistance, yeah, to it.
Which is the nice, succinct. And that's all gone now. We don't have that anymore.
Well, pretty well. No, we do. It's a different resistance. But, you know, it's what's been important, I think. Again, I love the people at First Baptist. And maintaining relationships over the years with my previous family has been extremely important to
and
me.
You've done that so well.
And I go back often and keep that line of communication open. But it was just so new and so different. I think a lot of people didn't know what to think about it. Can I talk about the deacons?
You talk about whatever you want.
I met with the, let me say this, the folks that left, the nine people, weren't just nine people that were sitting in the audience. Every one of those people were heavily involved in ministry at First Baptist. For instance, Harold McKee was the music minister at the time. Pete Wilson was in charge of youth. I happened to be a deacon, so it was my job to tell the deacons that we were leaving the church. And that was one of the most nervous times I've ever been. And we had hoped they might say, go with our good blessing, and that didn't really happen. But and it was, and I don't blame them. It was just so completely off base and new to them at the time. In retrospect, I can understand it. But I do remember that there were two men in that room that were so kind and so good. Royce Forsythe, Lanny Scott. And both of those guys were so encouraging and so kind and good to me. Being the historian that I am, I was taking notes the whole time. I couldn't just sit there and not, you know, document what was happening. And so I wrote down what Lainey and Royce both said that day. I'll never forget it. And I still have that piece of paper in my personal file at home.
Have you ever gone back to that when you needed encouragement?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I keep those. You keep those things for a reason.
Yeah. So in the beginning, no money, no place to meet. What were some of the other, like when you guys were beginning this, you were thinking, here's what we want this church to be like.
Well, what we originally wanted it to be like is not what it became. What we wanted it to be like, we saw a huge need in Morgantown with all the public housing here and that so many of the people that lived there were not involved in church. And that was our number one goal to begin with. And we went all over Morgantown through most of Butler County with flyers. I think Lena told me last night that she remembers somebody coming to her house with the MCC flyer. We went door to door, old-fashioned style with all of that. And what happened was we didn't end up attracting the audience we had hoped to begin with. But we attracted people that were more like us, and I think that's kind of what happens often. But we attracted a lot of people who weren't in church at the time. And that first group, and there are so many of them that are still here today, they were such great folks, and we had the best time. It wasn't just It wasn't just church stuff. It was outside of church stuff and fellowships and all sorts of good things. So that group grew quickly, and it grew very close.
And so those beginning days, new community was at Cumberland Presbyterian, right? And I remember you talking about pushing the keyboard down the street from the office.
Yeah, our church office was on Main Street where the old bank building is, across from what I consider still the new bank building, built in 1961. And so that was our church office. We occupied that entire building, and the upstairs is where the band practiced and the worship team practiced. And we had something called New Community where we met twice a month originally on the first and third Wednesday nights, kind of like a new kind of prayer meeting, I guess. And Cumberland Presbyterian Church was nice enough to let us use that facility. So most everything we had was on wheels, and you know it's downhill from there. So we just rolled it all downhill. Twice a month, and we eventually went to once a month with new community. A lot of the things were held right there in the church office, and it was mainly a hallway. So if we had anything, we were like three people in a row behind three other people in a row. It was like sitting on a streetcar, you know, looking at the pastor way up at the end of the hall. So we met at the mission. We baptized at a variety of places, from churches to the Deweese's Pond over across the river. All kinds of different venues.
And that had to be an exciting time. Being homeless had to have been a challenge, and yet at the same time just give you a sense that anything is possible.
Yeah, but you know, as much as we loved meeting there and all those places, we still look forward to this. That was kind of our goal, and we, you know, someday we'll have a building of our own. And you know, it's kind of this pie in the sky way out there. Well, here we are 20 years later, sitting.
Right, we're here in it. And it's almost paid off.
Yes, that's even better.
Tommy, talk a bit about, you know, 20 years. You've been, before the church, you were a part of this thing. You've been leading worship here for 20 years. And just, I think most people probably don't have a grip on everything that you do here. Also as an associate pastor. So you've been, at some points, the steady hand throughout these 20 years. Could you talk a bit about how you've seen the church change over time, and what it has been like as somebody who's been here from the beginning? What has some of that felt like?
Yeah, there are different periods if you look back in the church when certain things were moving and shaking, as they say, and then different times when it's a different sort of a ministry. It's, you know, you see God's hand in everything in some ways, but it always hasn't been the same emphasis. When we first started MCC, we felt it was groundbreaking. But within about 10 years, there were probably 10 other churches in South Central Kentucky that were doing the same thing we were doing. They were using the same kind of contemporary music. So no longer were we like the only church that was cutting edge. And today, I mean, there's all sorts of churches around that do what we did 20 years ago.
Yeah. So what is that? If you think about some of the experiences over the 20 years, a few, I don't know, special events, moments, is there any of that that just, when you think about the last 20 years, these two, three, four things pop out at you?
Yes. Number one, if I've already mentioned the early days with the worship team, that is a golden time in my mind, you know, of all the good things that were happening at that point. I'll never forget that. I think another one, and this is so unlikely for me, is Upward Basketball. Dwayne Curry talked me into coaching Upward Basketball with much resistance, and it ended up being one of the best things I ever did and was involved in. Number three, and these are in succession, not in order of importance, but at number three is working with those two people over there in the corner, youth ministry. Dwayne and Terry Curry, for the years that they were here. Oh, fascinating, wonderful time. To get to be a part of that. I look back at those pictures of the kids, and they've grown so much, and I think, how can that happen? It's just been like a couple of years, but, you know, it hasn't. The time passes so quickly. And then I think right now is an exciting time for me, too. I like the direction of our church, and I'll say this too, and I don't know this for brownie points, but bringing Cody along as a co-leader in the worship ministry has been one of the best things ever. Anybody that's been, yes. Anybody that's been involved in something as long as I have, you want to see a future. You don't want to say, well, one day I'm gone and it's not going to happen anymore. You want to see the future. And I am privileged to get to be part of that. So
can I just say this about both of you guys? I mean, I've seen people work together and it not go well. You know what I mean? Like sometimes it doesn't go well. You guys have just been so great together. I mean, when you sing that song together in this, it's like a real true thing that you guys have been together. And week after week, I'm sure people don't know all the effort, energy, creativity, thought, planning, dealing with me on a regular basis. Like all that stuff that you guys have to do. So we're grateful to have both of you.
It's a good thing.
Grateful to have both of you. So you talk about the church now. Obviously, we've been in transition over the years. Things have changed. You've been here since the beginning. How do you feel about where we are as a community?
Like I say, it's an exciting time right now. And we've changed in the past 3 years at least. I guess you could characterize about 3 years. And I love the progressive look at scriptures. It has opened up the Bible to me in a way like I've never thought possible. Some of the same scriptures and things that I've been reading for years have new life. And it's a fresh approach, bringing in the historical context. Of course, that's, you know, one of my things, this whole historical context deal. But it makes me understand so much better. And it's, instead of making me just listen and obey, it's made me actually go and search more on my own. I'm still that doubting Thomas. So when a thought or I hear something I never heard before, you know, I'll think, well, let me think about that. But it just all makes sense to me. And I'm excited to be a part of this in our church too.
Well, thinking about today, the 20-year mark, looking ahead, which nobody can predict the future, but looking ahead 30, 40, those years, what are you excited about? What about the future here makes you think, my goodness, someday you're going to be gone, I'm going to be gone, Cody's going to be gone. Someday we're all going to be gone, not to be depressing, but we are. And this is going to be in the hands of new people.
I think if we continue to move in the direction we're moving right now, this is going to make Christ following so much simpler for so many more people. Because I think a lot of times I see on social media all the time people who are fighting over religion, and you have people that are maybe atheists or agnostics who don't believe, and they're arguing with someone that comes from a fundamental background, and you look at that and you think, there is no way. They're not going to come together. It's just an argument. But I think the progressive approach to Scripture is going to be a door for those people who have never been involved before, who have maybe been disenfranchised or have just not been wanting to be a part of God at all. And I think it's something that they can grasp, they can understand. So it's a great thing, I think.
Well, and I think back to when this really started. For me, was in the early, right after I came here, I was listening. And you and I took a trip to Grand Rapids, Michigan together and a conference with Rob Bell. And he was talking at the Bible and all the different things. And I remember that began conversations between us.
Yeah. It began conversations, but I was definitely on the doubting thing at that point. It was just all so completely new to me. And I was like, oh, my goodness. I just had to really, really ponder on that. But I have to tell you, too, I mean, the way you carry us through and the way you explain things and the way that you give us the background on the scriptures makes a big difference in helping me to understand.
So is there, what else do you want to say? I mean, you've got a captive audience right now.
Yeah. I want to acknowledge that the 9 people that started this church, and that was Barry and Joanna Embry and Harold and Sherry McKee and Kenneth and Debbie Young and Pete and Brandy Wilson and myself. I'm not sure if Pete and Brandy were actually married. That's where my timeline's kind of cloudy. But they got married either right before we started the church or soon after. I can't remember. But those are the people that stepped out and really made a difference in the beginning of this church.
Yeah. And I think we're all super grateful that they did. I mean, we literally wouldn't be here today if it weren't for those, you all, who took the step, who took the criticism. You know, you started with a 21-year-old pastor and no money and no building, and no space to meet, and here we are today, and countless lives have really been transformed through. And so I think we all owe you and those founding members such a just a debt of gratitude in a big, big way. And I'll say this too. Is there anything? Yeah. I'll say this and try not to get, I'll try not to cry on you. You've been a good friend, and I think now you're one of my best friends in the world, and we've been through a lot together and a lot of challenges. We've had our discussions,
mm-hmm.
And you really have become one of my dearest friends, and I'm so grateful to get to do this.
Well, that's definitely likewise. We spend time together on Mondays. That's my office day now. I was full-time at one time and went back to part-time about 3-4 years ago. And I look forward to that Monday. Not only do we have a great time, but that's the time we discuss what he talked about yesterday. So it's a time of learning and growth, and I look forward to it.
Yeah, me too. Tomorrow.
That's right.
Tomorrow. All right, Tommy, thank you so much. Can I have a word of prayer, and then we'll do the last song.
Okay.
How's that? God, we're so grateful. Go ahead. Sorry. God, we're so grateful for Tommy, for these founding members, and for everybody who's made MCC what it is over the last 20 years. And so we honor and celebrate our past, all that it has meant to us and all that it has meant to our community. We're grateful for our present. We're grateful for the way you're teaching us and shaping us, and we know that you're doing that for the future. So as we look forward to the next 10, 20, 30 years, whatever happens, whatever MCC turns into, whoever joins us on this journey, we're grateful. And in the everydayness of life, we sometimes forget to be grateful for these people, for this place, for this gift we've been given. We can come as we are. We can doubt. We can believe. We can be confused. We can be skeptical. We can believe with our whole hearts. There is literally a space for every human being here. May we never lose that. In whatever ways we may change and morph into the future, may we never lose that. That all are welcome, all are accepted, and all can find love here. We ask these things in the strong name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Let's stand together.